Okay. All right. Good morning. We are starting Hilchos Beitzim, eggs. We talked about before about eggs, blood spots and things, whatever, but this is by non-kosher eggs. Aleph Simane Beitzim Lahaker Sheheme of Tor. How do you know that eggs are from a kosher bird? Im Shnei Rosh Kadin, if both ends of the egg are pointed or chadin. Or either they're both round, like a ball, or they're both pointed. Oh, shehayach chelmo mibachutz v'chelmo mibufnim, that you have the yolk around the white. Yadua shei beitzus of tamei, that's pashut. It comes from a tamei bird. Afilu yomer hamoricha shehayme of tahor. Even if the mocher says it's maybe it's chickens, right? Ain't somechen alav. If one side is round, the eagle, the other side is pointed and also still rounded. I think there's one strange animal that actually lays, or a bird or something, I don't remember, actually lays a lizard that actually square eggs. Whatever. And you have the egg white around and the yolk in the middle. It's not vada and of tar. There are of tamei who also have eggs like that. Of tar. You don't know. It's a suffix. You have to ask a Jewish hunter. Whether you could ask Esav, I don't know. That you can look in the Mefarshim, but right. Ovikachavim or a goy. The goy is also this also will be Ne'eman according to the Ramah. Hamoicher im amarle she of plonihu. It says, ah, it's a chicken or it's from pigeon or whatever it is. Anamakirin she oiso of tahor. When we see and we know that bird is tahor, samich alav. You could be samich on him and you can eat it. V'mamar she of tahor. He says, "What do you mean? It's from a kosher bird? Lo amar shmoi, eino samich love. Because why is he? Either he's dodging the question, or maybe it's just that he's not neman. It's just he's not neman to say it's kosher. He's neman to identify gilui milsa. But if it's to say, well, it's kosher, he has no nemanus. You only buy eggs from a goy as long as you can tell, look, you can recognize the eggs. And you can tell what they are. You call them chicken eggs. And you have to have chashish shadal shem and he baits in treifa on the vela, and because his rove birds are not treifas, and you don't have to be chashish that they took it out of the vela. It's not so common either. Therefore, you were allowed to go to the store and buy it. Beis achshav noagin likach beitzim b'stam. The meaning is to buy regular eggs. Be kol adam, even a goy doesn't make a difference. V'she'ein beitzim of tamei motzui b'neinu. No one's walking around selling eagle eggs, whatever, ostrich eggs. No one's doing that. Okay, fine. But else we can crack the shell. That's on the else. Agav v'davka v'beitzim hashchichim. That's only if you have regular eggs. The hainu beitzim tarnagoylim. That's chicken eggs or vultures, right? You go to the ShopRite or in New York or wherever. You go in, you buy your half a dollar, dozen eggs or whatever, and you're fine. I don't know if it's up now. I don't know. On sale. Oh, whatever. I don't know. It's a little cheaper there. If you don't say, maybe it's a dollar. If you don't say, behen, aval ein loichin beitzim me'oifil she'enam shchichim. We don't buy. You don't buy, these are pigeon eggs. These are, I don't know what eggs, you don't buy those. You don't buy anything from birds which are not shchichim yoisem yofos tameim, which is no rove. Rove eggs are chicken eggs or goose eggs. That's what people eat. If someone wants to sell you pigeon eggs, pigeons are rove. So, yeah, pigeons are kosher. So they're rove, they're yoiser me yofus tamei. So that could also be okay. But if you have, like, I don't know, some other some other adverb or whatever, which is kosher, but it doesn't, but there's also, a lot of other ravens, I don't know, who knows, whatever, then we have to go ahead and go by the simanim
Does the whole food sell all
yeah, so
the
then. Yeah, so then that's something you'd have to be mivar. Gimel beitzas nevelo treifa. I feel nigmar kashayotze ba nimkeres bashuk asura. If you have an egg from a nevelo or a treifa, even if it was completely formed, it's a full egg. More because of a nevelo, more we're talking about over here. But feel nis arva be'elef. And even if it's got mixed into 1,000, kulan asura, it's because it's a davar shebeminyan. We'll get to seven kufiyot and davar shebeminyan because they sell eggs in dozens and 30s and whatever it is. So then it will be aser. Poskim, the nosakelim say that there are sometimes that they argue and they say that sometimes the eggs are sold in just a bunch in a basket. So therefore, it's not always davar shebeminyan. That was then. The question is now. I don't know. I don't know if it is Davar Shebeminyan now because no one sells eggs in a basket. Everyone just sells, in the store dozens or number of things. Aval safek im he beitzas us nevela, but if you don't know if it's a beitzas nevela, or in beitzas shchuta muteres. So that's where you have a safek whether it's a treifa or not. You don't know. Something happened to the bird, whatever, broke its leg, whatever it is. But a suffix nevela or shchuta is muteris because filo below taravis, because it's a suffix be'etzim, because it's just like by shchita. If you have a suffix in shchita, so the eggs are mutter. If a, because we don't because it's a you know that it's not a, it's a, but the treifa, you don't know which chicken it's from. You don't know if it's a tre, you don't know if it's a treifa, whatever it is. Here you know where the shach is. You know which bird it's from. It's just you don't know if it was shechted properly or something like that. So yafal pikein, if the egg is fully formed, we do say it is. It's the suffix is not chal on the egg and it's mutter. If you don't know if you see it is there, you know if it was a treifa or shchuta, then it is also. Because even the treifa which is alive or whatever, the egg comes out of is also. If the chicken was shechted, then you found out that the chicken was treif. Din beitzim kedin cholov shenechlovi behema. It's the same din, and it depends how many days. If it's 3 days or not, it depends when you if you know it was a treifa. Do we however long it takes for the eggs to form before that? If you bought it before that, there's a suffer when you bought it before it's mutter. If you bought it very recently, then it would be and then it would be like you laid it very recently, it would be also. Dalit. Hika tarnagolos sells nava. You gave it a thwack on its back, or by the tail. He pila beitzasa, and the egg popped out. It didn't lay the egg, but it popped out. Kodem shenigmara muteres. It's mutter. The ain kam shuv evir. We don't say in this case it's evir minachai, because even because since it has a shell, right? Who sheinamur begin once. Once the egg has a shell, so that it's yotzei from the din of an aver of the chicken. Like we had, fleshig eggs, we'll get, fleshig eggs, milchik eggs, a par of eggs, whatever. That once there's a shell, so then it's considered a separate life form from the chicken, and therefore it's not it's yotzei from the din aver min achai, and then it's mutter. Hey, beitzas of tome should is bashali machera. So let's say someone put a someone cooked a treif egg or tome egg with other eggs. If it's in you hard boiled them, it's in shell, seres. It doesn't aser the other eggs. Because we say the Gemara says, or the say a svara, mine the bay me the bayu that the tom there's no tom in eggs, Eggs, you know, eggs, 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 you know, eggs, they don't give out tam. It's just like water. So therefore, if it's in its klipa, even though it's porous, but it's, you know, but alkoponim doesn't, it's not noising tam into the other eggs, and therefore it's not also, the other eggs aren't also. Ve'im he kalufa, but let's say it's hard-boiled egg, or it's cracked, you crack the egg, and therefore you crack the egg and it mixes all around the everything else, so then that's a problem, because then it's the mamashos, it's not the tam, it's mamashos. And then it mixes it in everything, and it's also ve'im he nekuva. If the eggshell is cracked, there's a hole in it. Dina keklufa, since the egg will leak out and it will go around everything, and you don't have the shell to protect, to stop it from the actual mamashos from going around.
But even in mashman nekuva, is it, even if it doesn't leak out.
It's because it's it, well, because it.
There's a way for it to go.
Rechoshish, that's not the time. Rechoshish, the actual mushrooms came out, which generally it does. I mean, often it does. That's the point. But we're gonna get into the nosin tam and all these things more later on. Just like hakdama, we're gonna get into these things. The tzarech samech aleph beitzim shalheter kenegda levatla. In that case, then you need 61 eggs to mevatel it, because the Gemara says since eggs are, there's different sizes, so you know, so therefore you know, you saw 60 eggs, but some are bigger, some are smaller. So Chazal said that you need to have 61 in order to go ahead and mevatel it. Because of the chashash, it's not 60. Afilo ain't a shlema rak trufa. Even if it's not a whole egg or whatever, even if it's scrambled or you mixed it up, it still needs 60, 61. Ve'in is bashla shall heter. But if it was, let's say you put it in your chon, whatever, you put the egg in something else. Ain't tzarech el shishi min atavsho levatla. You cracked an egg into the challahs, whatever it is, then you only need shishim, because you know how much the egg is, right? But the problem with it is a whole, when you're trying to move out to other eggs, so there's slightly different sizes and things and whatever. Ubeitza sheish b'afroch, but let's say it has a chicken side. Oh, dam, or is a blood spot. Then it does aser, because it is noisin tam, it does aser the other eggs. A filo mina klufa, even if it is not peeled. Haga of the klipos ha'iser mitstarfi im aheter, and the Ramal says that the eggshells are mitstarif with the heter levatel ha'iser. The klipos ha'iser aren't iser. They're whatever they are. They're not nechshav iser, so therefore, you know, it's a different min, and therefore it helps me mevatel the iser. Kol shekhen klipas aheter, you don't say, well, it's just like, we'll see if we get into it about bones and the insadiches, about bones and insadiches, all bones and things are the mitzarev to mevatel. Akoponim, the eggshells are mitzarev, are in the kohen insadiches. Sivav, beitzas trefa of the vela. Let's say you have a bit trefa of the vela. Dina kadim beitzas of tamar, it's the same din as the last sif. As long as it's not peeled and it's cooked with the other ones, you know, seres the maya de beiba almahi, because the it's like water, it has no tam. Haga, the Rama points out, but he's showing the kol beitzim dinam shove, there's no difference. Oisim filo einam klufim, and this is the Baal Trumas and the Rav Poitskim. This is the Ramah's Chalak in the last two Sifim on the Mechaber, and he holds that the Yesh Oisrim, and that there's no difference. Peeled, cracked, not peeled doesn't make a difference. With the Ma'ida Be'eva Alma, we don't paskin like that, and therefore it's noisin tam, and then you need shishim. Again, the Ramah says, you know, we should try to be machmir. Again, you know, it can be some behind the mekilim. You know, some of you're cooking a whole bunch of eggs for a simcha, whatever. Yeah, so then, what to be some
behind? So, but this is not a Makar then for the minhag to always come 3 eggs?
No, no, no. That was earlier. That's with dam. That's has to do with dam. Dam be mevatel the chabetrei be mevatel the dam. It's a minhag ba'alma. It's the again. It's also minhag ba'alma. Again, a lot of things in the in your day, there's minhagim on top of what it says in Shulchan Aruch, minhagim that you know women do. Thing passed down as harchokos from eating in Yisur. Zion efroch shenola be beitzus nevela. If you have a chick which hatched out of beitzus nevela treifa mutar, because it's a separate life form. It's not considered. It's not bumming a treifa. It's completely separate. Haga. Yesh, I mean, the lone higin came son say we still were machmir, but chachila yizar. It's better not to eat this chicken or whatever it is. Ches beitzas of tamei shehischil ha'oif li'srakim ba. If you have an of tamei where the chick is starting to form, how you loikim aleh mishum sheretz of, then you are malchus. Because it's nechshav sheretz ha'of, because until it's an actual bird, because it's a sheretz, it's not of tamei. The nafka means when it comes to tuman tyra and different things or whatever lemaisa, but or for lavim and malchus, you get more lavim if it's a sheretz ha'of than you do if it's of tamei. Ubeitzas of tahor shehischil ha'of li'srakim ba. If you have a kosher egg and the chick is starting to form in it. The achla hayu makinas makas marvus. It's also midrabanan. Gets gzera to of tame or sherita or whatever. It's a drabanan. I know by shiluach hakain. They say that you shouldn't. The place can say that you shouldn't do shiluach hakain. And until at a certain point, you shouldn't do it when if they laid the eggs. After a short amount of time, that the froch is starting to go ahead and to grow, because then the egg is aser. The froch inside the egg is aser. I mean, drabanan al kupanim. So you're not. It's not oichel. Unless you're taking the mother bird. We'll get the shulach again later. But al kupanim. But because of this, they say not to take it because it's not edible. So it's not. You shouldn't do it. That's what it says. Tes, trefa ina yoledes. We said this before. Trefa ina yoledes by animals. This is by bird. It won't be able to give birth. There's a problem with the body. It's too weak. Whatever it is. Lefichach oifshu safik trefa. If it's a safik, vehitil beitzim and then laid eggs. If you wait until it lays all its eggs right now, shetoing far, im yitom pamacheres. If it lays more eggs, kshera. Then you know it's a kshera. It's a sign. It's a sign that it's kosher. Neidah zekh sheshasa bein sof leida. It's leida kafal fion. You have to wait 21 days, and that's the cycle of a bird. And if it taka lays eggs after that, shleim yom shleimim ikeins van ibura. That's the time there's gestation period. The huadin, the tarnagoyel shol yaldo meoylam shenole basavik treifas. Let's say you have a hen which never laid eggs and there's a suffik treifa. Shim yaldo achachof alfiyom mizman shenole basavik treifas. If it goes ahead and lays eggs after 21 days. When there is a suffix, he vabeitzim mutarin. Not only are the eggs mutar, but the like we said before, as well as the machalikah, a bit of minig, whatever. But al kopani, the chicken, it's a simon that the chicken itself is not a trefa, and that's going back to hilchos trefas, that it applies by birds as well, by chickens as well. And that's a way to go ahead and matir to find the simon to matir. Yod, ein moichrim beitzus nevela with treifel avi kochavim. You're not allowed to sell treif eggs to a goy shemayachzim kerenel Yisrael. Now, obviously, I don't know if you sell to someone who lives in China. I don't know if there's no Jews around. It could be it's okay. I don't know. Alchopani rechoshesh that he's going to sell it to Yisrael under the label kosher eggs or whatever it is, or just sell it without it knowing what it is. Ketzad yaseh. So what do? You want to sell? You don't want to, whatever. Yitzrafana bekara. You stick it in a cup. You scramble it. Im kavena lo vikachavim, and then you sell it. She'az vare lo yikne. You sell him in it because. Yidden will know this halacha. They know this halacha that if it's trufa, then why is he selling a scrambled egg? So then it's because it must be that there is something that it's a treif egg. So trufa biyado. You see, he's holding. You see, it's mixed up. Sheish lachu sheisrael machrelo neishi treifa. You be choshish. Why is he holding that? It could be that Yisrael. It's a simon that the Chachamim gave that if you sell the egg, it's a simon of other yidden that this egg is treif. You're allowed to buy bread if you eat pasakum that has eggs inside from a goy. Since you didn't see a trufa biyado, you have to be choshesh. It was from a treifa. You don't have to be choshesh stam. It's from a treifa. We generally are not nizar from pasakum. Ein limkor lo vikachavim beitza asura. Then you should not sell any beitza. A feel trufa. The chashin hashem yarvena im pasim currently you sell. That maybe he will. It's an extra chash. That maybe he will put it in. So therefore, don't. And there's no way to tell. Don't sell anything. That's what we're knowing with when they make egg challah, vanilla or whatever, any other egg, eggs and bread. And there's a heter to buy that bread. But if they're not selling egg bread or whatever, or egg noodles, whatever they want to sell, then we don't have to be choshesh. Okay.
All right.
That will start. Possible hope.